Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Friday, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Thank you for joining us. Holly is in for Lori today. Lori will be back with us on Monday. And if it's a Friday right around this time, that means...
You guys know that song?
Time for Lori and Julia to beat Shazam.
Or not beat Shazam. We'll see how this goes.
Oh, all right. Okay, what's our theme?
I'm
excited.
I'm all over the board with this one.
Okay.
We're going to do 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and then I've got two bonus songs, but I'm not going to tell you the category.
Ooh, just baby.
All right, here we go. And this is the artist?
The artist.
Okay.
We are going to start in the 1960s.
Oh, my favorite.
Here we go. Late 60s.
Holly.
Yes, Holly?
Sly and the Family Stone.
Yes.
Dance to the Music?
And the Family Stone.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
A good jam.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I almost got that out.
Yeah, did you?
It was fun.
All right, here we go.
I was just ready to say it.
Right. Let's on the tip of your tongue,
she
baby.
She read my lips. I want to raise my flag. My soccer flag or whatever. Keita.
No yellow flags in this game, darling.
We're going to move on to the 70s. Who's this?
Only you can see me through.
Bee Gees.
Nope.
Andy Gibb.
There.
Andy Gibb.
Younger one.
Andy Gibb, the late Andy Gibb, unfortunately. All right, the score is tied 1-1 as we move into the 80s. I think this one is pretty easy.
Holly.
Yes, Holly.
Oh, I know.
In Excess.
Yes, yep. In Excess.
Yes.
In Excess. Need you tonight. 2-1, Holly is in the lead. Next one, Julia, you better get this one.
Uh-oh.
Barbra Streisand.
No, it's from the 80s. No, I mean 90s. This is from the 90s. Here we go.
I wish that I could fly into the sky.
I know who it is, but I can't think of their name.
Oh, you want to give it a try? Just
like a dragonfly.
I know, Donnie.
Love this guy.
I know.
Yeah. Come on.
He ripped his pants and his stuff was hanging out.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
All right, you guys gave me so many clues. Thank you.
It took you his schwanz and your mind in order to understand.
Lenny Kravitz.
I ripped his pants. I did not rip his pants.
No, I said he ripped his pants.
No, the gift. Look, man, that is the gift that keeps on giving. I'm just going to let you all know that you can Google Lenny Kravitz and leather pants and you can thank me later.
Remember when, Prince says hi.
Yeah.
That's what we said to him. He is a peanut.
Oh, he's very small. Yes,
oh, yeah.
Aren't they all, though?
Not all of them, but I'm two of Lenny's. Lenny was exceptionally... I'm two Lenny's.
What do you mean you're two? Oh, you mean you, Julia.
My physical weight and everything is two Lenny Kravitz's.
Okay.
Oh, is that the... Instead of going metric, we're going to go Lenny Kravitz?
Yeah.
Measuring system? Okay, here we go.
Score is tied at 2-2 as we move into the 2000s for this one. Who's this? Anybody know?
Who is Neo?
Yeah.
Neo.
Did you know that?
Good job,
yes.
Julia. Good job.
Are you letting me win?
No. I also thought it was Chris Brown there for a second, though.
That was Neo and Closer?
Because that's not the double. No, Chris Brown did the double mint gum riff.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right, it's 3-2, but we got a couple of bonus songs, and I thought it'd be fun. You may not think so. Huh? And revisit the disco era.
Oh, Donnie.
The disco era, which Julia kind of remembers.
Yeah.
Here we go. Who's this?
If I can't have you. Yvonne Elliman.
Yes.
Did you know who that was?
I was thinking of the Fame Lady. Was she the Fame Lady?
No, that's Irene Cara.
Okay.
Irene Cara.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Here we go again from the disco era. Huge hit. Who's this?
Oh, Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Casey and the Sunshine Band. I think Julia won 4-3.
I did.
Yeah.
4-3. Congratulations, Julia, on your
victory.
Cheers to that.
I wouldn't have gotten Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Really?
Oh, no, I thought you would have gotten.
Oh, I thought you would have gotten that.
You would think I would. Yeah. But okay. I wouldn't have.
All right, it's fine. There we go.
I wouldn't have done it. Okay. Yeah. All right, people.
Yep.
Yep.
What?
We've got a lot of things going on.
It's too early to break.
So. No, yeah, I know that. Is. No, I've got
Let
it
me
right
tell
here.
You about a celebrity relationship. No, you got it?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I just want to know if people think this is a do or a don't. Because we heard earlier, I think it was late last week, that the American Doll store at the Mall of America is closing.
Yes,
yeah, R.I.P. Yes. Can't get your doll hair braided and eat dinner with her anymore.
Several of their stores are closing around the country.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was kind of surprised by that one, but they are going to make an American Doll movie from MGM and Mattel. It's going to bring back, because there was a book series. I never had girls, and
to your chagrin.
Yep. Did your Molly get American Doll?
Maybe one. I don't think she was terribly into it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
Parents can pretend not to be into it so they don't have to buy the doll too, Donnie.
That works.
I'm just wondering if that was the strategy at your house.
Maybe. I don't know. Possibly.
Let me tell you, those American Girl dolls, they are a racket. If your kid is into American Girl dolls, you know, because you shelled out all that money for the doll, the outfits, the book, the hair, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's why I was saying that, because parents can choose. Like, my kids didn't play hockey, which as adults, they really wish they loved to skate, but we had a cabin. We're going to the cabin in the winter. We're going, we're doing other things. So they couldn't do it.
So lightly suggesting perhaps alternatives to things that you didn't want to do.
Yeah,
so what American Girl doll is going to be the
subject of this
movie? Kaya,
the Native American 9-year-old growing up in the 1700s, and Josefina, a Hispanic girl from New Mexico. And Mattel Films, Eric Feig will produce the live action project. Yeah, that could be fun. I could see that being a hit at the movie theaters. I really could. It's kind of something that a lot of girls, I mean, I feel like a lot of people get the American Doll girls.
Oh, yeah. And they're hugely popular still, even despite the closing of the stores.
I know. And Meg Ryan is going to get back into the rom-com game. And she is writing her own romantic comedy. And she's going to, it doesn't have a title yet, but she's developing it herself. And she's got the green light. She feels like it feels good. And I feel like what she's saying is, she says this because she really tried to get herself away from the rom-coms. And that's not who I am. I'm more of a diverse actor. When she was in the
pigeonholed with
she was in that play with the guy she had the affair with from...
Well, she was in that movie Proof of Life with Russell Crowe, and that was the hard left to drama town. Yeah. But she's so delightful.
She said, I'm aware now that romantic comedies are confections.
Yeah.
But they have constructions. There's architecture. It's not something I was aware of back then.
Sure.
Okay. So she kind of is just saying they were more than I gave them credit for, because if you've seen people try to make romantic comedies, her Nora Ephron ones were brilliant.
Yes. Yeah.
And she's also in the works to do a TV series with Lorne Michaels at NBC. It's not really a sitcom, she says. She can't believe NBC is thinking of doing it because it's kind of odd. And I feel like she started something a few years ago.
It was supposed to be with her son.
Okay. And so we'll see. It's a murder mystery. Yeah. It's a limited series. So we'll see what happens.
Cool.
So,
I think she hopes to direct this rom-com.
Yeah. So good for her.
Okay.
All right. Go, Meg.
When we come back, it's time for Random Thoughts. You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. It's just random, people. Yep. Here is the deal. This is very exciting news. If you are a Target employee, they are finally given the freedom to wear jeans. If you know, my kids were
No more khakis.
No more khakis.
And it's so much easier to find a pair of jeans, and it just makes sense because everyone wears jeans to work these days, and everyone is so much more casual. I think that's really great that they announced that they don't have to have khaki pants anymore.
And now you can wear your khaki pants and red shirt in Target and not be afraid that someone's going to ask you where the laundry detergent is. Right.
Well, there you go. And Newstead said, one of their employees said, I love the freedom to be able to wear jeans, but I'm a little nostalgic, so I won't wear jeans all the time. In the past, employees could wear jeans on some weekdays and holidays, but the permanent dress code change, I think, is really great. Everybody's doing it. They're excited to wear jeans, so good for them.
Oh, yeah. So getting with the times now, Target. Yes. Mm-hmm. Cheers to the liberation of your pants.
Yes. And Toy Story 4, is the movie out yet?
No, this summer. In June.
Well, the ice cream is going to be coming out.
Oh, boy.
By Eddie's. And listen to this. I do like...
I think it's Edie's, isn't it?
Is it Edie's? Fine. Yeah, it is, Donnie.
Okay.
But you know.
That's all right.
No grammar in third grade.
No.
Okay, cinnamon churro combo. That sounds really good.
Oh, that would be really delicious.
I loved the Bridgman cinnamon ice cream, but now to have churro bites in it, that sounds delicious. Yes. And chocolate peanut butter midway mashup, whatever that is. So that's going
to
be
happening. So you have your themed ice cream ready to look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
To infinity and beyond.
I know it. What do you guys got?
You know, when I saw this one, I thought of Casey. Because he has, your brother Casey, who finds annoying things, movie logic that doesn't make sense bugs him. So, and some of these.
Like, what's an example of that?
Okay, movie logic that doesn't work in real life. And this one I have seen, we've all seen it a million times. A woman gets out of bed after sex.
She looks fantastic.
No. She gets out of bed after sex. She wraps the entire sheet around her. Who is she being modest for?
Oh, hell no. Nobody does that.
She just had sex with the guy.
I disagree.
What?
You just lying there naked. You had sex with the guy.
I back out in a different way depending on how my ass looks.
But he's already seen you.
Yes, thank you.
How do you know?
well, maybe
how do you know how the lights were tinted in my bedroom?
Oh, my gosh. No, you make a beeline to the bathroom and you don't take the sheet with you. Thanks. Keep it healthy, folks.
Okay. This one, we've all seen this one. Dozens of times, someone turns on the radio or the TV at the exact moment for the plot. They're talking about it on the radio.
Oh yeah,
or
that's
the TV.
Super annoying. That as a narrative device, the radio.
When have we seen that?
Oh yeah, when somebody will say, "Quick, turn on the TV,"
and then they'll go right.
Goes exactly to the moment.
The one movie that really abused. The radio as narrative device recently, and I thought the movie was charming, but it was actually really annoying, was Dumplin', the Netflix movie.
When
she turned on the radio, right, we're going to have the local beauty pageant tune in, folks, because we're going to, it was
right.
That was a little rough. I was like, she's listening to the radio. I don't believe that.
I got a couple more for you. Okay. Movie logic that doesn't work in real life. Julie, you can relate to this.
All right.
Giving birth to a baby that's perfectly clean and looks several months old already.
Well, mine did.
Straight out of the oven.
That is not a newborn.
No.
I know.
No. And last but not least, every window in Paris somehow overlooks the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, how romantic.
They don't.
No, they don't.
I know. So, but that's kind of fun. That's kind of fun.
There you go. Movie logic.
Okay. Right. We were talking about foods that people didn't like until they got older, and one of the things a caller called in was blue cheese dressing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we just talked then about blue cheese in general. And there was a study done that 96% of Americans love cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And I just bought Brie yesterday. I mean.
Oh, I love Brie.
Mm-hmm. I'd like a Brie blue cheese blend. I think that would be really
You could make
good.
That life hack happen for yourself.
Do it yourself?
Yeah.
I know. Doesn't that sound good, though? Yeah.
And melt it on
What
some
kind
crusty
of cheese
bread.
Do you like?
Any
all
kind.
Of it.
Really, I mean, is that it? It? The most popular Parm, mozzarella, cheddar, brie, and Swiss.
I mean, if you're going to be really decadent and you're going to go all out and eat the cheese and the crusty bread, nothing beats a little wedge of St. Andre triple cream cheese. Yum. Ooh, oh, man. Okay. That is some good stuff.
I like the laughing cow, the little triangles.
I know. I do, too. But I want to put sriracha on it to give it more flavor. Oh, okay. I know we're supposed to be healthy. I'm sriracha on everything. That's my, I wonder why.
On a laughing cow circle of cheese.
Yeah.
All right.
Those little triangles.
Yeah,
those
little triangles.
Yeah, that, yes.
That baboo or whatever it's called. Boo-boo. Boo-bee.
I don't know. Yeah, the milk is called boo-bee, the cheese. That would make sense.
Yeah, there you
the
go.
Average wedding, by the way, right now, if you're getting into wedding season, because it's right around the corner, it now costs Americans $33,931 for the average wedding. Sorry.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
That's true. 600 yeah. more than 2017. However, that statistic is down about $1,400 from 2 years ago.
That is a true statement.
Yeah, the most expensive place to get married is Manhattan, just under $97,000 on average. But if your budget, go to Idaho and only cost you $16,366 to get married in Idaho.
All right.
I just had a friend who came to town and the wedding was in Duluth in the wintertime to save money.
Oh, sure.
The people live in the city and they had the wedding in Duluth, which I kind of thought was a really fun idea. Just because of the discount you would save.
Yeah.
And speaking of weddings, the $30,000, $32,000, that's a ton of money.
More than $33,000. That's a ton of money.
That's a down payment on something.
Yeah. Why would you want to start your married life?
They don't start it in debt. Their parents pay.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, Donnie, that's what parents do. In some cases, if you can.
Well, yeah, you don't have to if you don't want to.
No, exactly.
No, that's right.
But
that's
in most cases... But I'm telling you, most kids who I know who are getting married, their parents are paying.
Jeez. Not everybody has that kind of money. What are parents supposed to do? They say, I don't have it.
Well, the kids are paying too, and they get married later. I think a lot of people are pitching in, but that's a lot of money.
This is just the average. So, of course, people are spending more and people are spending less. About $70 per guest on the food. Now, this is considering, you know, wedding band. I'm sure a lot of people do DJs, too. That would set you back $4,000. A DJ's only $1,200.
A band is something, though.
I know.
I just went to a wedding with a band. It was really everything.
Fun. Yeah.
Well, otherwise, you know, in the people who had the quick weddings who used to go to an elope and go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Listen to how much that has dropped. In 2004, 128,000 couples got married. In 2004 in Vegas. In 2014, it went down to 81,000 people got married. Because that's still, I think, elope and have a party.
Yeah.
Elope and have a barbecue.
Yeah, right. Yeah, totally.
Are you going to get married, do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, I don't.
Sorry,
it's never been a goal of mine. It's never been something that I ever dreamed about or even wanted. If it happens and it happens to benefit the relationship, then sure, I would totally be open to it.
Have you discussed it? Have you had a little sit down with a glass of wine?
I am actually domestic partners with my guy. We have a certificate from the city of Minneapolis. Thank you very much.
Lovely.
Oh.
$40 checks, send it in the mail. Bada bing, bada boom. There's a seal on it. Congratulations.
What does that give you as a domestic partner?
Well, like, you know, health insurance stuff. And,
it does?
You know, yeah, you can do that. And it just like solidifies it that extra layer. But
seriously, without being married, then you can, with being domestic partners for $40, you can.
$40?
Extend health insurance and stuff. I did not know that.
Yeah, as opposed to spending $33,000, $931, $40 a check, city of Minneapolis.
She would look so good in a gown.
She would look pretty, wouldn't she?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. going to wrap myself in that sheet.
Yeah.
No, you can't, because I'm wrapping myself in it.
That's
well,
right.
Then we'll cut it in half, darling.
Hey, when we come back, we've got Neil Justin to talk about what we should be watching on TV and to update us what happened at the TV Critics Association in Hollywood. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia.
She's up on all the trends.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
There are things you need to know.
All right, trending online this afternoon, a developing story out of Aurora, Illinois. So there was an active shooter incident happening earlier this afternoon. Reports say that medical units responding to that emergency situation, the suspect has been detained. And according to several reports, it seems that there are multiple injuries as a result of this active shooter situation in Aurora, Illinois. Also trending online this afternoon, it is Jussie Smollett. Police have arrested two suspects in that attack case. These two persons of interest are now in custody. And also trending online this afternoon would be Cher. All the Joes are saying what's up after Cher made a tweet about a response and an anecdote about Jimi Hendrix. She just tweeted Joe, and now all the Joes are asking, what did I do? Yes, they want to know. Come on, Cher. All right, that's what's trending here at My Talk.
Now you know what we know. See more at My Talk One.
I'm tired of being home alone. At least I have a girl again. I want you.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We are delighted to welcome Neil Justin from the Star Tribune, fresh back from the Critics Conference, or what is it called, Neil?
It's called the Television Critics Association Press Tour. Press Extravaganza.
I bet it wasn't extravaganza. How was it?
It was sunny. I mean, compared to what you guys have had, people were complaining about the 60-degree weather and the rain.
Yeah. And did you just go, talk to me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much.
I feigned interest.
I love it.
It was absolutely lovely.
Oh, good. Was there anyone that you talked to that you were just kind of like, oh, I'm so excited for the show that's going to be coming out this year?
I think the thing I was most excited about was Fosse Verdon, which is a documentary about Bob Fosse and Gwen Verdon. Mm-hmm. I got to meet Sam Rockwell and Michelle Williams, who are the stars of that, and saw the first episode, and it looks terrific. Lin-Manuel Miranda is one of the producers. He was not there, but his spirit is certainly radiant in what I saw. So that was great.
That's a limited series?
It is. I think it's 8 episodes, maybe 8 or 10.
And what's that going to be on?
That will premiere in April on FX.
Okay.
Called Vossi Verdon. And, you know, Clooney was there. George Clooney. I call him George.
You guys are close
do
like
you?
That?
We called him George,
yeah,
too.
We're tight.
Did he talk to you?
He did.
Nice.
He is great with the press. He's a quote machine. He really, I think, actually is one of the stars that really enjoys interacting with the press.
About Catch 22?
Yeah, he's got Catch 22 coming out, which he directed in, has a small part in. I haven't seen any of it yet,
okay,
but it looks really good. And then, you know, in terms of big stars, it was great to see Meryl Streep, who is joining the cast of Big Little Lies, and she was there with Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman and that old cat. I haven't seen any of that yet, but certainly that looks very exciting, and Meryl was great.
Do you know when that's coming back?
I believe it's coming back in June.
Oh, not till then. Okay,
have a date, so okay, we have a little time. But you know, as wandered around L.A., visited the set of The Big Bang Theory, which was a lot of fun.
Yes,
and the Kominsky Method. Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin held court there.
Okay, was that fun? Are you excited about the new season?
I
love that show.
It's
going to
be a while.
Oh,
it is.
It's
going to be a while before it comes out. Probably fall. They're shooting it right now.
Did you like
a break?
The Kominsky Method, Neil?
I loved it.
I loved it.
I just, if only because of the conversations with those two,
mm-hmm,
were just great. They have fantastic chemistry, and they did as well in doing a joint interview. So.
Did they? I bet that was fun. I mean, was that like a big moment for you to see those two icons?
Listen, this is a big moment for me.
I know, Neil. I love you for that. I love you.
You know, you're working, so, you know, it's work, but... certainly, I much prefer to chat with those folks and, you know, the judges on The Masked Singer, which I also had to do. You know, these guys have nothing against them, but those guys have stories. They've been around for a long time, and they really seem to be enjoying the sort of renaissance in their career. Television has become a really great place for people that were often forgotten, both in television and film. And so that it's just terrific to see them being getting great roles, not just playing grandfathers and so on, but really having meaty roles that they can sink their teeth into.
And I think it's real relatable, the Kominsky Project, because listening to the dialogue between these two guys and, you know, someone passes away and what that's like. And it's fun to watch men having conversations that are real, to be honest.
Absolutely, and women too. I mean, I think it's just a great time that we're hearing their stories in a fun and creative way.
So, are you a Frankie and Valley, whatever her name is?
Grace and Frankie
fan?
I'm a fan of those actors, particularly Jane Fonda. That show is not one of my favorites.
Me neither.
But again, I'm glad it's on the air, and I know people that love it. It's become a little cartoonish, almost like a Saturday Night Live sketch that's stayed on too long. But, you know, I wish they were doing something a little meatier. I know Jane Fonda has made some movies here and there that I think are a little more interesting over the last couple of years. But God bless them. They're working. They have an audience. And it's not bad television.
No, right.
It's just not a must-see show for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is on TV right now that you really are just enjoying?
Well, you know what should be fun this weekend is Don Cheadle is hosting Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And,
I've got a story. I interviewed him in conjunction with Black Monday. I didn't even know he was going to be hosting SNL when I sat down with him. But I'm interested to see how he does. He's never hosted it before, and I think he'll be great. I don't think people realize how much time he spent in Minneapolis early in his career at the Guthrie and Mixed Blood. And he really talked in depth about his theater days here in the late 80s and early 90s. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Really I didn't even know forward. He was here.
Yeah. He was off and on here for about 4 or 5 years. And I don't think people really know about that. So we've got a story. It's online now, and it'll be running in Saturday's Variety section. So that was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Do you like Black Monday on Showtime?
I do.
Do you do? Okay.
Yeah. I think it's really, you know, it's about the stock market crash of 87, but it's highly fictionalized.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of a fun nod to the 80s. There's all kinds of Easter eggs in there.
Mm-hmm.
The music, the fashion, what was hip in pop culture. And I think Cheadle is just fantastic. And Regina King is also very good in it. It's a dark comedy, and it's a kind of dark comedy that I think Showtime does really well.
Okay.
Do you think it's kind of in the vein of House of Lies, Don Cheadle's previous Showtime show?
This is more of a time capsule. I mean, he definitely plays that kind of character that's a little hard to figure out in a good way. He's a con man.
Yeah, he is.
And he plays that charming con man as well as anybody in the business.
Gosh, how fun. Okay, so do you watch This Is Us, Neil, because you picked it for next week?
I do, and in fact, visited the set of This Is Us on this trip, and there's a fantastic episode coming up, I think, on
it's
this
next Tuesday. Yeah.
That absolutely terrific that focuses on, I can't remember, the
Beth.
Susan.
Yes, Susan is her real name, but Beth on the
Susan
show.
Yeah, Susan Kelce Watson. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of been a satellite character. This is a terrific episode that focuses on her and her mother, who is played by Felicia Rashad. People may remember from The Cosby Show. And I think she'll probably win an Emmy for it as a guest star. It's really a powerful episode. I'd kind of forgotten about that show. I mean, I'm not completely caught up on it because I sort of felt it was getting a little manipulative. Like, time to cry.
How much are we going
to
cry this week? Yeah.
But this is a good episode for people that haven't kept up because it kind of runs as a separate episode.
Kind
you don't need to know what else has been going on to really enjoy it.
I think
it's not as frantic.
Were you surprised when they won a Screen Actor Guild Award?
No.
Okay.
It's a big cast. It's a good cast. And there's really not a you know, bad egg in that bunch.
I love that show.
Okay.
That's my one, like, kind of must-see that night. I don't have many of those anymore. Mm-hmm. Scandal used to be it. But this was one of those shows that I think it. I love how they tell the story.
Yeah, and I'm very thrilled that it's a blockbuster for a network show that isn't too soapy or too silly like Scandal was. I mean, I get why you like Scandal.
Oh, I loved it.
But it was kind of stupid.
Oh, but it was good. It had one bad year.
Any other shows we should be watching, Neil, Justin?
I'm trying to think. John Oliver comes back this weekend. I'm excited about that.
Proven Innocent, you said.
I didn't care for that.
You didn't? All right, not going to do it.
No, it's got a great cast. I know. But, you know, for a law procedural to be good right now, it really needs to take off. This is be different. This is a really great time to catch up on documentaries before the Oscars.
Okay.
Most of the movies that are up for Oscars are available in one form or another, or will be through streaming services or PBS. Won't You Be My Neighbor, which wasn't nominated, but is terrific, is on PBS and HBO this weekend. Hale County, this morning, this evening, Ocelot is on PBS on Monday. Mighty the Gap is, I believe, on PBS this weekend.
Oh, good.
It's been on Amazon for a while. Some really terrific documentaries that, you know, a lot of times we watch the Oscars and we don't know what movies they're talking about. That's changed. And you can catch almost all of them right now in one way or another without going to the theater.
I love that. Great. I thank you for telling us that because there's so many great documentaries out.
RPG is great. You know, all kinds of good ones.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Neil Justin. You can read him on Twitter at Neil Justin. You can, of course, read him in the Star Tribune, always online, or get your paper.
Get the paper.
I love the paper. We love the Star Tribune paper. Take care, honey. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Neil.
All right. When we come back, we have got to discuss all the amazing Valentines all the stars had yesterday. And will Hollywood speak up?
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right, people, let's get at it. Here's the first, here's our first little Hollywood speak.
Yes.
Tommy Lee marries his social media star, Brittany Ferlon. We did it. We did it. It's official. We're married. Holy crap balls. We did it. Mr. and Mrs. Lee. Mm-hmm.
I give the over under on this less than a year.
Mm-hmm. Who is she?
She is a social media darling, and they actually made a Netflix documentary about her, The American Meme.
Oh. Yeah, she used to be a Vine star, and then Vine went the way of the dinosaurs, and so I don't know exactly what she's doing right now. Look, if you watch the documentary The American Meme on Netflix, Brittany Ferlon is sad, and
why do you say that?
Well, it just goes in, you know, it is just a depressing documentary about the state of some of these social media stars. You
depressed,
know,
lonely.
Yeah, depressed, lonely.
She said, I can't believe I went from the most depressed, lonely girl thinking I would die alone with my dogs to getting married in 4 days to Tommy Lee.
Yeah, but honey, you could do better than this.
This is his fourth. Elaine Starchuk was number one for Tommy Lee.
Elaine,
darling. Miss Starchuk. Mr. Lee's here for you. Okay. Number two, Heather Locklear. Mm-hmm. Number three, Pamela Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3.5, Pamela Anderson. And then number four is Brittany.
Well, let's wish them the best and hope that their love is eternal. Somehow I don't think it is.
Mm-mm. Seth, what's his butt?
That one.
Yeah, that one. I'm not even going to do it. Okay, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton need to handle obstacles.
Oh, come on.
Before getting married.
The obstacles would be their PR teams trying to make us think that they're still going to get married someday.
Really? You think that?
Yes, I think that. I think they're hanging out and doing their thing, and they're a very happy couple. I genuinely think at this point that they're a happy couple and they're doing their thing. Whether or not they get married at this point is of little to no consequence.
They're on the path to getting married.
They have been for the past... it's a long path. I hope they brought breadcrumbs so they don't get lost.
3 years is a long time.
Word. It's only been three years.
Well, that's what I mean. It's just like, let them do their thing. When they're ready to come out and say that they're engaged, let us know. Us Weekly will let us know all of that.
All right. Victoria Beckham is launching a beauty brand.
Because her clothesline is not making any money. beauty lines are where all the dough's at.
She wants to take care of women inside and out. Well, she providing with them with must-have items and makeup, skincare, fragrance, and wellness that she feels she needs in her own life. I think you're 100% right.
Mm-hmm.
My clothes aren't selling, people.
But everyone can, a lot of people can buy $40 lipstick because I imagine that Victoria Beckham's beauty line is going to be in that price point.
You think so?
She's not going to be selling her stuff at the drugstore.
Ja Rule, he wants to put on another music festival after the infamous Fyre Festival. I have plans, he says. He hasn't bothered to watch the two Fyre Festival documentaries. And he said some TMZ caught him at LAX last night and they asked him about the Fyre Festival. He said it was the most iconic festival that never was. I have plans to create the iconic music festival. And they asked him if he's watched the two documentaries. No.
Yeah, but well, he was convincingly tweeting about them, though. So interesting that he was putting himself out there saying that any of the accusations in the Fyre Festival were false. By the way, his new business venture is exactly the same thing that the Fyre app used to do. And he's selling it again. How stupid does he think we are?
Well, he wants people. It's called Icon.
Yeah.
Or Ice Connect. It's a celebrity entertainment booking and concierge service. And it's created by industry veterans to hire, where you'll be able to go and hire talent like Cardi B, Fat Joe, DMX Snoop, Shawn Mendes, Cassie Future, and more with the click of a button.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. Right. I'm not buying it at all. Well, why would you want to use this service after the Fyre app was basically the same thing? And we all know the end of that story.
Well, that's because they tried to put on a festival. If the app worked, maybe. I don't know. Okay, this is more important. This is much more important.
Okay, what's more important?
We know that Dina Lohan, Lindsay's mom, was on Celebrity Big Brother. She did not win.
No, she did
Tamara
not.
Braxton won.
Yeah.
But so while she was on there, she let us know that she was having a 5-year relationship with a man she's never seen a picture of. They've never Skyped. They've never FaceTimed. But they have fallen in love through conversations, either through texting and writing or phone calls.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like it was exposed once we found out who the gentleman was, the 56-year-old boyfriend. He is also having a relationship with someone else.
Whoops.
Yeah.
He feels very catfishy to me.
I went Facebook stalking on this guy, Jesse Nadler.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether or not they've Skyped or done anything besides being on the telephone, but they're Facebook friends because you can look through his photographs and maybe it was like 38 weeks ago. So that would have been like summer of 2018. They were communicating and commenting on each other's photos. It's right there. You can see it. So I don't know about this catfish story and whether or not the legitimacy of it, because you can see it right there.
What is Lindsay so upset about?
Well, I don't know why wants to. She's threatening to sue CBS over her mom's secrets.
What?
So something must happen. My mother was an amazing woman and she did so well. And then she says, the secret she told me a few hours ago, are going to # expose, # you all, # Dina Lohan, # DFWN, # holy cow.
So these are two different stories. So the one story is that Dina Lohan talked about potentially being catfished, or what we think she's being catfished. And then on the other hand, after Dina Lohan came back from Celebrity Big Brother, apparently there's a big explosive secret that Lindsay Lohan knows about the set of Celebrity Big Brother that Dina let her in on.
I see.
Oh, Lindsay, your social media posts are so thirsty.
Well, she's doing this because her MTV show is just going down the tubes.
Exactly, Donnie. So, yeah. Exactly.
Keeps her name up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There she goes.
Lindsay. Lindsay. It's so tragic. Lady Gaga debuts A Star Is Born inspired rose tattoo that she had done on her spine, La Vie en Rose, the French song that she sings in Star Is Born, but it also has special meaning for her, the song, because it was the song that she performed in front of Bradley Cooper to have him She covered the song to convince Cooper to cast her in his film in the first place.
Okay. Oh, wow.
It really actually
this
is.
This is posted. You could see this.
It's a pretty tattoo.
It's large. It's a big. Yeah, I was going to say.
It's her entire back.
Oh. Well, it's up her spine, yeah. I think, hashtag ouch.
Yes.
Because that's bone. I don't know how people suffer through tattoos, getting a tat.
You suffer for art, Julia. You
I guess.
Suffer for art.
But it really is really pretty.
Oh, it is pretty. But it's beautiful.
The other story with her is she broken up with her fiance. She did not wear her huge ring to her honor during her Grammy performance. And there is no sight of Christian, her fiance, Christian Carino.
Carino, yeah.
His rep, her CAA rep, and they've been engaged for a while.
Yeah.
At they least haven't been seen together since the SAG Awards.
Yeah, he put a photograph on his Instagram account of Lady Gaga. I think it was dated a couple weeks ago. So this is according to E! News. Now, there are other sources saying that the reason that she wasn't wearing her ring is because she was actually performing. The ring worth $500,000, and maybe she just didn't want to be burdened with that big pink diamond that she has.
I think
on
there's
her
trouble.
Hand.
Something's up.
You think
Why
so?
Why wasn't he with her?
At the
Grammys.
At the Grammys?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why wasn't he with her?
I don't know.
He's been with her at everything. You could see him at the Golden Globes. You saw him at the SAGs. You saw him always.
Yeah.
Something's up. And if just to remind people, she broke up with her fiance, Taylor Kinney, back in July 2016 after he popped the big question to her on Valentine's Day 2015. I don't know. I think there's something up.
You think there's something up here?
It's weird that they're not together. And it says that she stopped following his Instagram post.
Well, then maybe that is the case. Well, you go and look at his Instagram, Christian Carino, and every single post is about Lady Gaga. I would say like 4/5 of them are Lady Gaga. Uh-oh. Well,
I know.
She'll be okay. She'll find somebody.
All right. We'll be back. There's so much new music that has been released today. We want you guys maybe weigh in. Do we like it? Don't we like it? We'll be right back.